All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the
Well, I'm
Iron
in the
Horse
meeting.
Public Infrastructure District. Today is Tuesday, August 5th. It's 11:04 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everyone could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. Dane, your chair, I'd like to
Hey,
start.
Dane Levitt is present.
Eric Levitt, Vice Chair, present.
Ron Larson, member.
Tyler Romerl, Secretary.
Brett Warby, Treasurer.
David Hutchison with CLA.
This is Matt Entz with Snow Jensen and Reese District Council.
Right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. All right, board, first up, board meeting minutes from our July 15th board meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
Let's have you throw those up on the screen.
Oh, I knew you were going to ask me, Dane. And of course, the one thing I don't have are those.
Okay.
So hold on, I've got them.
Okay.
All right, did they come up?
Yep, just screen
Okay.
through.
Let me. So we did the
Okay.
appointment of the trustee, or did the resolution to do the successor trustee, how we're going to change it over to Zion's. And that was really it.
Okay.
So.
I move we approve.
Okay. Thanks, Dane.
Second.
Thanks, Eric. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All right. That's unanimous. All right, next up is the, stop sharing, second quarter financials. So I'll turn the time over to David to walk through those with us.
Thanks, Michael. So, in the balance sheet for Iron Horse Public Infrastructure District, as of June 30th, 2025, we have in the administrative cost fund $45,882, and we have accounts payable of $11,702. In the debt service fund, we have $14,140 there between the bond fund and redemption fund. And then capital projects, we have in the CY fund $2.64. And I think that's probably interest earned also. We've been talking with other districts about getting that moved over to somewhere else. Is there a preference where you guys would like that moved?
I would just move it to the general fund, the bond fund, I think, the debt service.
Debt service to that one right there. Okay.
Because I don't think we're going to use it. The administrative costs are usually paid by the developers, so.
Okay. I will get the message out to get that transferred to there. Okay. Moving on to the general fund. We've had interest income $692. We've had total expenditures of $19,467 of the budgeted 51,000 for the year, and that's consisting accounting and legal so far. We've had developer advance $21,392, $93, and transfers from other funds $13,000. So that gives us an ending fund balance of $34,180. And the debt service fund, we've had interest income $200, assessment revenues 107, 108,000 rounded, and bond interest payment for so far through for the year 189,558.
Remind me, those assessment revenues, are those come as lots are sold? Is that
Either as lots are sold or prepayments, if that's been collected as prepayments.
okay.
I believe the assessment revenue is just the quarterly billing that the PID does. I don't believe it's based on lot sales.
Okay. Are there okay.
So those have been billed, and then the district has paid those amounts, or the
Yes.
developer, excuse me, the landowner, whoever's on the
Correct.
title,
So
right?
the
Correct.
PID bills development team, and then development team pays it. That's where that assessment revenue comes from. So.
So, as we sell lots and we have a $10,000, in our internal discussion, that doesn't show on the books
Of the PID.
on either the PID books. Does it show on our books as a payable to the PID?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And
And
but
then you'll receive the bill and then pay that from those funds that are collected there.
that's right.
Correct. Yep,
That's right.
that's correct.
Perfect. Sorry, I'm confusing a couple of different districts. We have some that collect prepayments and
That's
then those have been recorded as assessment revenues also. So that makes sense. Okay. Any other questions there or comments? I guess.
So if you
Okay.
add the assessment revenue with the bond interest, that's our that's basically what the PID charges development team there. So
And we should have, if our sales are appropriate, an offsetting entry that is hopefully at least that big.
yeah, we do have quite a big buffer, but yeah, it's okay.
And that might be something to discuss periodically is our essentially reserve for PID debt sufficient to meet the PID's accrued receivable from us.
Right. Yep, I agree.
And anyway, right now we've got a buffer.
Okay. And I guess just going down to that, we're looking at the debt service schedule here. We have interest payments due each quarter and then a principal payment due on the 1st of December. So for 2025, we're expecting 79,000 approximately of principal, and then we have between the other two quarters, we'll see another, well, the other half of this September and December 1st.
Now, I do have the next bill for the third quarter payment, but since we're switching trustees, we've been told to not pay it, so it might be a little.
Wait until things are finalized to pay it
Yeah,
to,
because if we pay UMB Bank, then they say, well, we're still the trustee, so we've been told not to do that. So we'll most likely pay this third quarter to Zions once we get it in place.
Okay, that makes sense. All right, and I'll communicate that internally here with CLA so that that's in the know.
We're hoping to have that happen in the next week or so. So,
Okay. Sounds good.
is there anything, two related questions? Is there any news on the bond transfer from LGE to the brothers?
So the latest on that is we're actually just waiting for Gilmore and Bell to provide us the final form of the bond. Everything else is done. And I can follow up on that with them and get you an update, Dane.
Yeah, it's we have a LLI board meeting Wednesday,
Okay.
and the brothers will be there that are involved, and
Next Wednesday,
it's an
sorry.
embarrassment to us to have to say to them, you've missed out on a year of interest-free interest because we've had non-performance by the bond trustee, and if you could if you could help the attorney see, it would be really nice to have that done by Wednesday. Eric, is that an overstatement?
Not an overstatement. My guess is, well, we'll see if they can do it, but it's, yeah, that's a pretty, I'm sure it is not a lot of paperwork, but the question is where it is on the stack, if we can get it to the top of the stack.
Yeah.
We certainly feel like we're,
You've
it
waited
would
long
not be
enough.
an unjust ask to get to the top of the stack.
Right. You've waited long enough. No
Yeah.
question.
And Matt, just so there's clarity, it's Wednesday of next week.
Okay. Well, we should certainly. I don't know of any reason that that couldn't happen before then. So let me see what I can do.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So I guess moving on with the financials here, we do have an ending fund balance of $14,140 in debt service. And in the capital projects, that $2.64 that we discussed is the balance on there from interest income. So With that, I guess let me open it up. Any other questions? If anything, I guess these are the budgeted for those bond issuances that we were just discussing.
Hey, board, any questions?
Brett? No, we did get an email from the state of Utah saying that we have to submit. Was it the financials, Tyler? Is that what it was?
Yeah,
it was probably the report, right?
Yeah.
2024 financial reports and certification.
Yes. So when we approve these, will that report be sent?
No. The report they're talking about is the audit. And so that is in process. Not sure where it is in the process. So you guys know what would happen if it doesn't get within that 60-day courtesy that they said. They would hold back any property taxes that any governmental entity would be getting. But because we're a special assessment entity, really doesn't apply to us. We want to comply, obviously, with the state auditor's guidelines. But for us, there's really no practical issue. David and I have been working with the outside auditors. We know they're working on things. We'll try to get a timeline. Hopefully it can be done in that 60-day notice period. The financial certification is going to be Dane, you and Brett are going to sign for that, but that can't be done until the audit's done, because you're certifying basically that the district's in a good financial place once the audit is finished. Does that make sense?
It does. Now, I'll just note that it's not, I mean, we're into August and our finances are pretty simple. We don't have expenditures beyond the interest that's being handled and legal fees and accounting fees. There is a consequence. They can't hold taxes back from us because we don't take any. But what can happen is adverse public relations, and that would really be if you could help us get a sense of the timing of when that's going to happen, that'd be good.
Yep, we got the engagement letter for them over to them. Oh, was it yesterday or Friday? One of them. And so technically they couldn't start. There's a new rule that went into play this last year that tells outside auditors they can't officially start. I know they had done some work, but we finally got it signed and sent over to them. So they're working on it now. So. Okay.
The other question, Brett, our sales have gone well enough that we have not needed to have other debt. We're beginning to draw on some of the family money to keep us, as the burn on the commons. Are we needing to authorize additional issuances? So that family money, instead of being municipally, instead of being taxed, could be tax-free?
I'll have to look. I know we've still got about $3 million that we could still pull down from Lunt. After that, when's our next meeting where we would be able to authorize that?
Another 3 months.
Yeah. Let me pull it up for you.
We might, depending on home sales, might need that. But if home sales, if we sell the homes we've got, I can't see us needing it.
Okay.
Unless we decide to build something at Hidden Canyon Commons or actually start the road process there. So if that's going to happen in the next 3 months, then yes, we would need to do that. If not, we can wait the 3 months.
The Serenity, the Serenity sales appear that they're likely to go well. We don't know that for sure, but pre-sales look good. Anyway, we're several months better off than we
We
were,
anticipated.
but that's something that let's talk about in our finance meeting on Thursday. And it
Sounds
may
good.
be that if we have a need that if it'd be advantageous, we may ask for just an additional meeting to talk about the additional bond issuance. We're authorized up to 15 million. We've taken six, and we've just been funding our heavy building schedule with sales and then family money. But the family money may be better off if it's at municipal interest. So let's talk about that on Thursday. And Brad, if you can plan on that for our finance meeting.
Yep, we'll do that.
Okay.
So Brett, next board meeting's November 4th.
Okay.
So we'll cover third quarter financials and then we'll do the tentative budget for next year in that meeting.
So
So
if there was a sense that it would be advantageous for us to have an additional bond issuance between now and November, could we have a special meeting? Would that be difficult?
no, we can have one. We just need 24-hour notice.
Okay.
So just let us know and we can put something together.
Okay.
I'll make the motion that we approve those financials. I assume we need to do that.
I do. Thank you.
I'll stick in it.
Thanks, Ron. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous. That's everything I show on the agenda. Do you guys have anything for us?
Thanks for guiding us and thanks for helping move things along on the transition of trustee and the bonds.
Yep, no problem. Yep, just let us know if we need to have a special board meeting.
Okay.
Oh, one thing, do need the, no, we don't need quarterly reports. I'm good.
Okay.
So, okay, good to see
Thank
you
you.
guys. I
Thank
do need a
you.
motion to adjourn.
Oh.
I'll make the motion to
Sorry, I
adjourn.
was on mute. Motion by Eric.
Seconded by Tyler.
All right, that works. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Thanks.
That's unanimous. Okay, good to see you
Thank you.
guys.
Thank
Great.
you.
Thanks, everyone.